奉主耶稣圣名在这里做见证。
In the name of Lord Jesus Christ, I testify.
感谢主，让我有这个机会，在这么多年长的长辈们在面前，做他的见证。
Thank and praise our Lord Jesus for giving me this chance to bear my testimony before so many seniors and elders.
我今天要见证的是我如何来信主。
I'd like to testify today how I came to believe in Jesus Christ.
然后第二个见证是在神的爱中数算他的恩典。
And how, to recount the blessings I've enjoyed after believing Jesus.
我是出生在一个佛教的家庭里面。
I was born in a Buddhist family.
我们家住台湾台北。
We live in, Taiwan, Taipei.
我的父母有一女三个儿子。
And my parents had, one daughter and three boys.
我是其中唯一的女儿。
I'm the only daughter.
对，那我爸爸因为平常教管我们都非常的严厉。
And when my father taught us, he was always very strict.
那我父母从1997年来到美国之后，带着我的两个弟弟来，先到美国。
And in 1997, my parents brought my two younger brothers to the United States first when they immigrated to America.
那他们当时候是住在那个 Garden Grove 附近。
And at that time, they lived around Garden Grove Church.
但是神都没有让他们认识他。
And but at that time, they didn't know about God yet.
一直到他们1989年搬到凤凰城之后。
Until they went to, Phoenix Church in 1989.
因为家里面做生意。
At that time, they had run a business at home.
有雇佣教会的几位姐妹。
And they had hired several sisters from our True Jesus Church to work at their shop.
所以就是有这个机会，我父母亲跟我的弟弟有机会到一个弟兄姐妹家家庭聚会，因为当时还没有教会。
So at that time in Phoenix, there's no, official True Jesus Church yet. So they were invited to go have a, join a Bible study family service at a local brother's house.
感谢主，因为第一次聚会，我父母亲因为不晓得本教会的祷告方式。
And when they first went to the service, they didn't know how we pray in our church.
差一点都爬得出去。
So they were not used to our prayer and they were quite terrified, so they, left with a very unsettled feeling.
但是他们心里都觉得很稀奇，因为教会的弟兄姐妹都非常有爱心。
Even though they were very surprised, they also were very touched by the love and warmth of the brothers and sisters at the Bible study.
他们也很快乐。
And they were also very joyful to join the Bible study.
所以神就在他们心中种下了种子，就说第二个礼拜他们也应该要试试看跟他们一样一起大喊。
So, even though that they were, quite frightened by the noise, but they, because of all the love, they decided in their heart that they would like to join in the second week to shout out and pray loudly like everybody else in the second week.
感谢主，他们就在那一次的祷告会中得到圣灵。
And it was very miraculous because in the second week when they joined the family service, they themselves received the Holy Spirit too.
从那一次以后，他们每个礼拜五都很快乐的跟着教会的弟兄姐妹去一个姐妹家聚会。
And so from that time forward, every Friday they were very joyful to join everyone in their family service at a particular sister's home from going forward.
当时我是跟我外婆一起住，因为我从小都大部分都跟外婆一起住长大的。
And at that time when I was in Taiwan, I was living, with my, maternal grandmother.
那因为我有一个弟弟要当兵，所以我在台湾陪着他。
I was still in Taiwan because I have another little brother that was going through the military service.
但在1990年要来美国之前。
So in 1990, before I came to the United States myself,
那我的父亲就回台湾要接我来美国。
My father came back to Taiwan to, take me to America.
那当时候他也害怕，我也跟他一样有爬着出去的意念，他就带我到台北教会先去聚会。
And because he wanted me to get acquainted with the special way that we pray in this church, he first took me to the Taipei True Jesus Church.
所以第一次我在台北教会聚会的时候，我没有跟他们一样有那种念头。
And so the first time I went to our church, True Jesus Church in Taipei, I was not frightened.
我心里就觉得很稀奇，为什么教会有这么多有病痛的人，甚至连坐在轮椅上的人都可以坐的时候听到，在祷告的时候都可以跪下来祷告。
I was so impressed that there were so many people, and some of them may have illnesses, yet everyone could kneel down to pray to the Lord in such fashion.
那我心里就想，这个真的跟佛教非常的不一样。
And I felt that this is very different from when I used to believe in Buddhism.
之后我在1990年来到凤凰城。
And later in 1990, I came to Phoenix, Arizona.
我爸爸就开始带我去教会，刚好90年献堂礼。
And my father started to take me to church, and at that time was the church dedication for Phoenix True Jesus Church in 1990.
所以每个礼拜五就跟着他们去聚会。
And so every week I would follow them to attend church services.
当时我就跟我妈妈有一点争执。
At that time I had a little quarrel with my mother.
因为我来美国的目的是要学习。
Because I came to the United States to study education.
那我的目的不是常常到教会去。
My purpose was not to go to church so often.
因为有一次我的最小的弟弟跟我抱怨说我让他迟到上宗教教育。
Because one time my youngest brother complained to me that I made him late to attend the religious education class at church.
当时我心里很难过。
At that time, I was very uncomfortable. I was sorrowful in my heart.
在那一天，我就跟我妈妈讲说，我今天想在待在家里。
And so that time, I told my mother, I don't want to go to church. I like to just stay home.
那一天他们去教会，我就一个人在房间里要祷告。
And so my whole family went to church, and I just stayed in my room and decided to pray by myself in my room.
因为我读书也读不下去。
Because I tried to study my books, but I couldn't study any further.
我就只有跪下来祷告。
So I learned to pray like them by kneeling down and pray.
那时我只知道奉主耶稣圣名赞美主耶稣。
At that time, I only know to pray in the name of Jesus Christ and to praise the Lord.
但是我跟神这样求。
But then I prayed to the Lord in this way.
我说神啊，如果你是天上的真神。
I asked God that, God, if you are really the true God of the universe.
请你让我体验你。
Could you please let me experience you?
在这个祷告的过程当中，突然间有一股力量就贯穿了我全身。
And it was when I was praying in such a way, all of a sudden I felt a power come inside my body.
我就突然间大哭。
And I cried out loud.
但是我心里是充满的喜乐。
And even though I cried, I was filled with joy within my heart.
那我不知道那个就是圣灵。
At that time, I didn't know that that was receiving the Holy Spirit.
直到隔一个礼拜我到教会去聚会的时候。
It was not until the following week when I went to church to attend service.
我再跪下来祷告。
When I knelt down to pray.
圣灵非常的充满。
I was filled with the Holy Spirit.
但是我坐在我隔壁的一个姐妹。
And then a sister who was sitting next to me.
我祷告完以后，她竟然抱着我大哭。
And she, after prayer, she hugged me and cried.
她跟我说，感谢主，你得到圣灵。
And she said, thank God you received the Holy Spirit.
所以我那时候也很快乐。
And so I was, very joyful.
从那一次之后，我再也都不会迟到。
And from then on, I would never be tardy to go to church.
所以每一次去教会都凭着喜乐的心。
And so every day, every time I go to church, I am very happy. And glad.
我在91年受洗3月。
And then in March of 1991, I was baptized.
因为我父母在教会慕道了两年。
My parents, they themselves were seeking after truth and studying for about 2 years.
我妈妈一直跟我父亲提出她要受洗。
My mother kept telling my father that she would like to receive the water baptism in our church.
但是我父亲都一直都执意的不让她受洗。
But my father kept denying her request.
问题是因为他们有很多的不适。因为他我父亲是商人他常常抽烟喝酒所以他没有办法戒掉因为听了教会的道理觉得说如果不圣洁的话没有办法承受神的国
The reason my father had obstacles in getting baptized was because he felt he was not qualified. He himself was a businessman. He would drink often and smoke often.So he felt that in order to become a Christian, he would have to become holy.
二来是他们圣经都还不是很熟。
And they also felt they were not qualified because they didn't understand the Bible.
所以他们没有受洗，直到我来之后。
And so they were reluctant to get baptized until when I came.
然后我是90年10月来。那我91年的1月得到圣灵我在1991年的3月签了受洗的报名单
So I had come to the Phoenix Church in October of 1990 In January of 1991 I received the Holy Spirit And then in March of 1991 I registered to receive water baptism
当时我的母亲跟我讲爸爸都不可能让我受洗，怎么可能让你受洗？何况你圣经都不懂。
So my mother at that time told me that, do you think your father would really allow you to get baptized if father didn't even allow me, his wife, to get baptized? And plus, we don't even understand the Bible. How can we get baptized?
我就跟我的母亲讲，我们把这一切交托给神。如果是神要拣选我们，我父亲就会成全我们。
And so I told my mother that it's okay. Let's put all these concerns into our prayer. And if God really wants us to receive water baptism, God will make it happen and allow our father to let us get baptized.
所以当时我们就先签受洗单，然后我们就打电话给我的父亲。
And so at that time, my mother and I, we both registered to receive water baptism. And then we called my father.
因为我父亲常常台湾、美国两头跑。
Because at that time my father will travel for business between Taiwan and United States.
所以那一天受洗的早上，我们打电话给我父亲，跟他讲说我们要受洗。
On the morning of the water baptism day, we called Taiwan and asked my father.
那我父亲没有说什么，只有说好，那你跟妈妈一起受洗。
And so my father said yes and approved it and said you and your mother can get baptized.
当时候我跟我妈妈简直不可以相信。
And my mother and I, we were both so surprised, we couldn't believe our ears.
我们两个都眼泪都掉下来。
And tears dropped down our face.
之后我们就受洗。
And so we were luckily able to receive water baptism on that day.
在受洗的当天。
And during the day of baptism,
我们要去洗礼场，在洗礼准备要下水洗礼之前
，When we had prepared ourselves and we were standing at the seashore, getting ready to be baptized,
我圣灵就很充满
，The Holy Spirit again filled within me,
一直都停不下来
，And I could not stop praying,
心里非常的喜乐
，Because I was filled with joy in my heart,
所以当时候我就。心里想我们是个罪人真的很不配主耶稣今天拣选了我跟我妈妈
What I was thinking was that I'm such a great sinner We are really unworthy to receive this great grace of God To receive the cleansing blood and water baptism
那一天有四位受洗
At that day there was 4 people who got baptized
我跟我妈妈还有一对中国大陆来的姐妹跟弟兄
And my mother and I and also a couple who came from mainland China
我妈妈是第一个受洗我是最后一个受洗
And my mother was the first to be baptized I was the last to be baptized
当我妈妈从 我们站的地方要下水的时候
And at that time when my mother was about to enter into the water to receive baptism
看到从陆地一直到整个 Salt River 整个河流都变红的
And what she saw was from the point of the riverbank all the way to the baptismal spot in the river everything all along the river was red blood color
当时候非常冷水里面还是雪有飘一点雪因为是春天三月那个河流都在融化雪这样子
So at that time it was in March and the river was very cold because it carried the ice melted ice from the mountains
但是我看到主耶稣的宝血要洗净我母亲的罪
Well, actually, I was the one, not my mother, who saw this vision. I saw the blood that was in the river, and I saw what Jesus was using his blood to cleanse my mother.
我非常的开心。
I was very joyful.
一直到我受洗的时候。
And until my turn to get baptized.
我要下去水里面，因为我看到的是红的血。很不可思议。
And I saw the vision of all the river was blood, the blood of Jesus. And so when I myself was about to enter into this river of blood,
就在入水的那一刹那，我感觉到的水温是热水。
I felt that the waters around me were not freezing cold, but in fact it was very warm.
然后我张开眼睛看，水中还有鱼在游着。
And when I opened my eyes, I could see the fish swimming in the water.
然后就接受主耶稣的大水洗
And at that time, I received and accepted the precious water baptism of Jesus Christ.
这个景象一直到典礼都结束
And this scene, this vision continued until the water baptism was completely finished.
然后直到传道按我的手
And then until the pastor laid his hand on me,
然后我才圣灵才停下来。
Then my Holy Spirit stopped.
传道就问我说：“你看到了什么？”
And then the preacher asked me, "Did you see a vision?"
我就把这个景象告诉他。
So I explained what I had seen to him.
然后回到教会之后。
And after I returned to church,
我们教会有洗脚礼。
We received foot washing.
那我更不可思议，有一个年长的老奶奶要来帮我们洗脚。
And I could not believe to see that such an old lady would be coming to wash my feet.
那时候我觉得说很不好意思。
I felt very embarrassed.
但是圣灵又开始祷告。
But then the Holy Spirit started to pray within me.
就在这个典礼当中。
And during this, ceremony,
我看到主耶稣在前面，在教堂的，在我的面前。
I suddenly saw another vision. Lord Jesus Christ stood right in front of me, right in the front of the chapel.
Yeah, 他的头戴着荆棘。
On his head was a crown of thorns.
血这样一直血淋淋的流下来。
And blood was pouring down from his thorn onto his face and his body.
还要背着一个沉重的十字架。
And he carried a very heavy cross.
从他走哥哥他山的路，一直要到上面被钉十字架。
And this was like a movie scene. I saw him carry the cross on a Calvary, all the way, climbing up to Golgotha.
当时的我心碎了。
At that time, my heart was melted.
因为我是个罪。
Because I was a sinner.
怎么会有这么好的人这样子为我们的罪而死
Why would anyone be so kind as to die for my sins?
真的很不配
I'm really unworthy to receive this sacrifice
所以这个景象一直让我心里我告诉我自己
And so in this scene I told myself
我有生之年我要多做主工
If I'm alive I would like to serve God more
所以这个一直这个 movie 一直到整个典礼结束
I saw the movie scene it was like a vision and I saw how Jesus was walking all the way to Golgotha And it did not finish until.
我从来没有看圣经。
Until the service was finished.
主耶稣先让我看到他为我们所做的一切。
I never read the Bible before, but Lord Jesus let me see this is how He sacrificed Himself for me.
直到典礼结束。
And this vision concluded at the end of the service.
传道又问我，你是不是又看到什么？
And then the preacher asked me again, did you see another vision?
我就把我所看到的告诉他。
And then I told him what I saw.
传道就翻四福音后面的经节给我看。
And then at that time, the preacher turned the four gospels to me of the scene of how Jesus was crucified.
所以我看到的跟经节所写的是完全一致。
And so what I saw in the vision matched exactly to what was recorded in the scriptures of the Bible.
我更不可思议。
I couldn't believe it.
因为以前我妈妈跟我讲，在真耶稣教会里面，在 Phoenix 教会，曾经在献堂里的时候，有三个从旧金山的姐妹在教堂里面看天使。
Because one time my mother told me that there were three sisters who attended Phoenix Church, and during one of the services, they saw angels in the chapel.
那时的我非常的愚昧。
At that time, I was foolish.
我跟我妈妈讲，到处都有天使。我到欧洲，很多天使，那里面很多雕像，尤其是在教堂里面。
I said to her, there's no big deal. There's angels everywhere. When I go to Europe, I see angels statues everywhere in the cathedrals. That's nothing new.
我妈妈跟我讲，跟你看的是很不一样的。
But my mother said to me, to see an angel yourself in a vision is very different from seeing an angel in a statue.
这个事情又发生在我身上。
And so this vision in fact occurred to me.
因为在受洗的当天晚上。
Because in the night after I was baptized, that very evening.
因为我是个佛教徒，难免都会带一些佛珠或者是金像。
Because I was a devout Buddhist, so I still had things such as prayer beads.Or little icons or images that I was still carrying with me as a Buddhist.
所以在受洗的当天晚上，魔鬼就来接近我。
So that night, Satan tried to bother me.
有一个大的影子就来掀我的被子。
And there was a dark presence that came to grab my blanket away from me.
当时就有一个声音跟我讲，不要害怕。
But then I heard another voice that said, do not be afraid.
在这个时候我又开始祷告。
And so at that time, I started to pray.
突然间有两个很漂亮的天使就站在我的床两边。
Then all of a sudden, I saw two very beautiful angels appear right by my bedside.
他就跟我讲，我带你去一个地方。
They said to me, we would like to bring you someplace wonderful.
他们就拉着我的睡衣，拉着我这两边的衣角，这样带着我出去。
And I had my nightgown on, and so each of them pulled my nightgown and brought me to where they were going to take me.
我们就经过我的房间，一直到第三层天，到天国去。
And so we penetrated the ceiling of my bedroom, and we flew all the way up to third heaven.
我那时候很纳闷，我这么壮，这么胖。这么高，这天使怎么拉得动我
？And I was wondering to myself, I am so tall and heavy. How does the angels lift me up so high to heaven?
这个天使实在是我从来没看过，真的很美丽。
I have never seen anyone so beautiful, so bright.
任何人画的卡通都没有办法比得上它。
No depiction or statue could ever.Compared to the beauty of these angels that I can see.
我们就在天国唱一首词。
And when we were in heaven, we sang a hymn.
叫 Hallelujah.
And that hymn was called the Hallelujah hymn.
我们就在天国唱诗。
And so we sang in heaven.
我也很惊讶，天国有树，树有果子。
I was very surprised that there are trees in heaven, and on those trees there were fruits.
果子有脸。
And on those fruits, there are faces on each of the fruits.
花也有脸。
All the flowers were alive and they also had faces.
当我们在唱歌的时候
When we were singing hymns,
这些果子跟花都会跟我们一起唱诗。
When we were singing, these living fruits and flowers would sing along with us.
是非常开心。
And so it was so beautiful and amazing.
我记得这个异梦是从我晚上一点半到五点半，清晨五点半。
And I saw this vision or this spiritual dream from the time of 1:30 to 5:30 in the morning.
但在三点半的时候，我跟天使讲说。不行，我明天主耶稣让我进了学校，我有七点的课，我必须要回到我们家。
And so around 3:30, I told the angels that I must go home to rest because God let me enter college. So tomorrow I have a morning class at 7 a.m.
不然我明天会没有精神上课。
Otherwise, I would be too tired to go to class tomorrow morning.
所以天使就放我下来。
And so the angels brought me back down to earth.
他那时候跟我讲，如果这个黑影子再出现，只要你祷告。
And so the angel said to me, if you see this dark presence come bother you again, don't worry, just pray.
我就会出现。
And then the angel will come again to help me.
我下来之后不到五分钟。
So after I came back to my bed, after 5 minutes,
这个黑影子又来了。
So this dark presence came to bother me again.
所以之后天使又带我上去。
And so that's why the angel came a second time to bring me back up to heaven.
一样的，我们也是唱 Hallelujah 赞美。
Again, when we went to heaven, we were singing the Hallelujah hymn.
所以我们玩得很快乐，一直玩到五点半。
And so we had a great time. We played until 5:30 in the morning.
然后我就跟天使讲说，不然这样好了，我把这个见证写下来。
And so then I told the angel, I'd like to write down this testimony of what I see.
我有机会，我会把你的见证告诉每一位需要的人。
And if I ever get a chance to testify, I will tell everyone of this vision I have seen.
天使就说，你一定要做到。
And so the angel said to me, yes, you must testify for the Lord.
所以我就把这个见证写下来。
And so I wrote down this testimony.
当我有机会，我会在大众会众面前做他的见证，荣耀主名。
And so if I ever get a chance, I will proclaim this testimony to everyone to glorify the name of Jesus Christ.
所以这是我信主的经过。
And this is how I came to believe in Jesus Christ.
因为神可以赦免罪人。
Because God can cleanse the sins of a sinner.
让我们都成为他的儿女
so that we can inherit the right to become his children.
凡事在人不能
and what is impossible with man,
在神完全都可以
it is possible with God.
再来我要见证在神的爱中数算他的恩典
and then I'd like to testify now of all the different blessings I have received in the Lord.
因为神帮助我选到我另外的最好的一半。
And because God helped me to find my spouse.
因为我在1995年的时候。
In 1995.
我的父亲一直催促我说我年纪已长。
My father kept telling me that my age is getting older.
他希望我能够考虑一样。婚姻上的问题。
He would like me to get married soon.
所以我往往跟我爸爸讲说，凡事要靠神。
But then I told my father, in all things we entrusted to God.
我为了我的婚姻祷告了两年。
And so for my marriage, I prayed for 2 years.
因为教会有很多热心的婚介人介绍人。
In the church, there are many.Very caring matchmakers or marriage coordinators.
常常都问我说，我是不是预备好了
？They often ask me, "Am I ready to get married?"
当时有很多婚介都很关心我。
And so there are many of them who was concerned about me.
跟我介绍了四个弟兄。
And so they introduced me 4 brothers.
那我觉得我很不配，这些四个弟兄非常的优秀，我不知道如何选择。
And I felt very unworthy because these 4 brothers were all very elite.
我就在我的祷告中跟神这样求。
And so I prayed in my prayers to God.
我相信神。
I believe in you, God.
凡是神所选的都是最好的。
Whatever you choose is the best for me.
就在这个祷告中。
And during a prayer,
我看到神给我要选的对象的背影。
God let me see a vision of the spouse he had chosen for me, but from his backside.
就是我现在的先生罗大喜。
And that was the backside of my current spouse, which is brother Tassie Law.
但是我不知道我先生的家庭是什么样的背景。
I didn't know what kind of family background my husband will come from.
我第一次跟我先生见面是在一个讲习会当中。
The first time I met my husband was at a seminar, a church.
我跟他见面也没有讲任何的话。
When I met him, I never said anything to him.
只有笑笑点头。
I only smiled and nodded my head.
然后第二次我再到太平洋教会去开会。
And the second time I went to Pacifica Church to attend a conference.
然后我去那里看他的时候，我们也是一样，没有讲太多的话。我只跟他说，请他帮忙我买花生。
At that time, I didn't talk to him very much, other than asking him, "Can you please buy some peanuts for me?"
因为我不知道哪里有超市可以买。
Because when I was at Pacifica Church, I didn't know where the local grocery store was.
但是他也很热心的帮我。
And so he was very glad to help me.
那我之后我就回到 Phoenix 教会。
And then later I returned to Phoenix Church.
隔天我就收到一箱的花生。
And then next day I received a big box of peanuts.
因为我只有拜托他买几包花生回到 Phoenix, 自己提着回去。
I only asked him to give me a few bags of peanuts so I can carry it back to Phoenix with me.
但是隔天他竟然寄了一大箱的花生给我。
But instead, he shipped a whole carton of peanuts to me, my home.
我的父亲也觉得这个弟兄很不可思议。
And then my father also felt that this brother was kind of unusual.
所以我爸爸说尤其是弟兄如果送姐妹花生是有特别的含义。
So my father said for this brother to send you peanuts and a whole box of them, that meant something.
那我也不知道这个含义是什么。
But I didn't know what that meaning was.
也就没有再去想它。
And I didn't think about it too much.
在隔差不多三个礼拜到四个礼拜，差不多快一个月之后。
And about one month later,
我的先生就带着我的公婆到我家来拜访。
My now current husband brought my future in-laws with him and to visit my family.
我的爸爸跟我的母亲当时就被他的爱感动了。
And my father and mother were very touched by his actions.
因为我的公婆都是有病痛的人。
Because my father-in-law, mother-in-law, they all came, but they had illnesses.
他当时就跟我父亲提说他想娶我。
And so that time he told my father that he wanted to marry me.
之后我的父母就跟他点头说好，也叫我说帮助他。
And so my parents agreed and said that we will help him.
我们就是这样子在微笑当中认识而结婚。
And this is how we got married.
我们就但是在我订婚之前
But before we were engaged,
我发生了一场大车祸。
I encountered a great car accident.
因为我的先生每天都跟我讲话讲很久。
Because my husband would talk to me late into the night.
以前都不讲话，我们只有微笑。
Before we never talk other than smile each other.
但是他那段时间就比较常打电话。
And so during that time, he would call me often.
所以我睡眠不够，才发生这一场大车祸。
And so I didn't sleep enough, and that's why I had a car accident.
但是车祸的时候非常严重。
And the car accident was very severe.
整个车子都变成一团球。
The whole car became a crushed a ball of iron.
我是被六个消防队员把门敲开，把我拉出来。
I was rescued by 6 firefighters who cut through the steel to rescue me from the car.
感谢主，那时候我有流血，因为脚有喷一些，就是因为有曾经有被蚊子叮到，有结茧这样子，所以只有那个伤口部分出血这样子。
And then I bled from some of my past scab areas.
感谢主，我一根骨头都没有伤。
And thank God, all my bones were intact.
但是我的胸前全部都 bruise.
But I received bruises all in the front of my chest.
所以那时候我先生他打电话要联络我，看我去上课有没有顺利。
And that time when my husband was calling me to see if I got to school okay.
但是我一直都没有接电话。
But I didn't, answer the phone.
因为我出车祸没有办法接电话。
Because I was in a car accident.
然后他就打电话回家。
And so he called my home.
他从我母亲口中知道我发生一个很大的车祸。
And then my mother told him that I had gone into a very severe car accident.
当天他也没有上班，马上坐飞机到 Phoenix 来。
That day he didn't go to work at all, but he immediately took a plane and came to Phoenix.
但是我有一个调皮的弟弟。
And I had a very naughty younger brother.
先带他到废弃厂看他的车子。
First, my younger brother took him to see the mangled car in the junkyard.
让他看到说车子只剩一团球，我姐姐已经是很可怕。
And he said to my husband, look at this car, it's already crumpled into a ball. My sister is very disfigured.She does not look like herself anymore.
当时我没有严重到那个地步，我就回家，从医院急诊室检查所有的身体以后，确定没有事，就回家。
But for me, actually, I was quite fine. After the examination of the hospital, except for the bruises, I was fine. So I just went home.
因为我的脖子只有固定住，我的脚被包住。
I had a neck brace to hold on to fix my head and then a cast on my leg and that was about it.
所以我先生就是到了我的家里。
And so when my husband came to my house,
他几乎没有办法爬上楼梯。
He was so frightened he almost could not climb the steps into my house.
因为我弟弟很调皮跟他说我姐姐的脸全毁。
So because my naughty brother told him that my sister's face is completely disfigured.
他说你还要娶她吗？
And so he said to my husband said, if she's so ugly now, would you still marry her?
他也不敢讲。
And my husband did not respond.
所以他是用爬的到我房间。
And so he crawled into my room.
爬到我房间叫我的名字。
And said, call my name.
他说你还好吧
？He said, "Are you still okay?"
他看到我的脸还完好如初。
And then he saw my face. My face was not disfigured.
那时候他都哭出来。
And then he cried.
Yeah, 我说我还好。
I said, "I'm fine."
Yeah, 他说好就好。我带了很七瓶的那个药酒来给你。
And he said, "I brought 7 bottles of medicine for you."
对，所以我就借着那些药酒感谢主。
And thank God.
一个礼拜之后都差不多，那些淤血都全部消失。
After 1 week, all my blood and bruises went away.
但是我的脚不可以动。
But I could not move my legs.
所以在大概两三个礼拜之后。
And after 2 or 3 weeks.
我先生就买了头等舱，要我到 San Francisco 去见他。
Then my husband bought a first class ticket for me to go to San Francisco to meet with him.
所以我是坐着轮椅去到。
And I went in a wheelchair to San Francisco.
去到我的婆家。
To visit my in-laws home.
对，就这样子，我在1997年的12月跟我的先生结婚，在教堂 Phoenix 教会，我们是第一对。结婚的现堂礼以来，也是当时候最多人参加婚礼，300个人。
So, in December of 1997, we were married in the Phoenix Church. We were the first couple to be married in that church, and also the biggest wedding ever. We have more than 300 guests attended.
所以凡是在主的安排下都是最美好的。
So everything that is arranged by God is the best.
有很多人问我
And many people ask me,
在结婚之前他们都问我你真的要嫁到这个家庭吗
They ask me, are you sure you really want to marry into this family?
我跟他们讲我相信神的安排。
And I said to them, I trust in God's arrangement.
也有很多人在我婚后问我
And many people also ask me after I'm married,
你怎么跟你的公婆相处?
How do you handle your in-laws?
我跟他们讲,
And I said to them,
很好,这是很好的学习,在大学博士都学不到的。
This is a very good lesson for me, something I can never learn by going to college.
因为我跟他讲,我们有一天都会老。
Because all of us one day will grow old.
我们也会有这么一天。
And someday we will become sick like this too.
我们的父母需要帮忙。
And our parents need our help.
我们要尽量帮他们。
We must do our best to help our parents.
因为我们要从家里的服事先做起。
Because we have to learn to serve from within our home first.
我们才有办法在外面多做主工去 serve 别人。
Then we can learn to serve others outside.
所以在我跟我公婆的相处当中
And so during the time of my relationship with my in-laws
我学习到非常多
I learned many lessons
我的婆婆之前非常的严重
That time my mother-in-law was severely ill
因为她受了刺激所以她非常的严重在精神上
She had been shocked in trauma before so herShe had a severe mental illness.
我跟我的先生讲，我们不要靠药物。
That time I told my husband, let's not give her any medicine.
我们真的要靠神。
We will trust in God instead of medicine.
所以我结婚之后，我们再也没有给我婆婆吃药。
So after we got married, we never gave my mother-in-law any more medicine.
因为她以前吃药都昏昏沉沉的躲在黑暗的房间里。
Because before when she took The medicine, she would always be in half stupor and she would hide herself in a dark bedroom.
有时候精神不好会在房间里大叫。
And when she wasn't feeling well, she would be screaming in her room.
那我都跟她说妈咪没有关系我们一起跪下来祷告。
And I would say to her, Mother, it's okay, don't be afraid, we'll just kneel down and pray to God right now.
所以即使他不祷告我也是跪在他旁边一直默默地跟神求
And even when she could not pray I would kneel down next to her and pray to God
求神带领他减轻痛苦
I would beg to God to relieve her of her pain
就在这个期间我跟他相处的期间他的病慢慢地转好
And thank God through this time of living with her God slowly started to heal her
因为以前严重到我买给她衣服穿。
Before she was so severe in her mental illness that when I buy clothes for her,
她心情不好的时候，她会把衣服通通剪碎掉。
When she's not happy, she would cut the clothes into pieces.
那我先生有时候会很生气。
And my husband will get very angry.
我跟他说他是个病人。
But then I would tell my husband it's okay.
他需要发泄就让他发泄。
When she's sick and she needs to get upset, let her get upset.
因为有时候我在煮晚餐的时候在滚水。
Sometimes when I'm cooking, I will be boiling water.
她不晓的时候她也会把水泼到我身上。
She doesn't know, she would pour the boiling water on my body.
有一次就是这样被我公公看到。
One time she poured the boiling water on me.
公公也是责备她，我说没有关系，不要责备她。
And then my father-in-law would yell at her, but then I said, it's okay, don't rebuke her.
因为我没有烫到。
Because I didn't get scolded by the boiling water.
当我看到我公公责备她的时候，她也清醒，她跟我说 sorry, sorry, sorry.
And so when my father-in-law yelled at her, she seemed to awake and she said, I'm sorry, I'm sorry.
对，她一直跟我抱歉。
She kept apologizing to me.
那我相信她会好。
But I believe God will heal her.
所以就在这样子的相处当中，我 充满到感受到神的爱跟怜悯。
Then, during this, time of my relationship with my mother-in-law, I experienced the love and mercy of God.
因为公公是一个中过风的人。
Now, my father-in-law was a person with stroke before.
所以他很想做很多事情，但是由他不得。
But, he was unable to because of his, condition.
我常常鼓励他。
And though he wanted to do many things, he couldn't, so I often encouraged him.
我跟他说爸爸。
I said to him, Daddy,
主耶稣留你今天在世上。
When Lord Jesus has kept your life until today,
你虽然不能动，但是你有很多工可以做。
Even though your body cannot move, but you have a lot of work you can do for God.
你去复健去老人中心你可以传福音。
When you go to the senior center, when you go to the physical therapist, you can preach to others.
所以他就这样子从以前他严重不能动不能讲话不能走路的情况下眼睛又有黑白看人也是两个影子的情况下到现在他眼睛都可以他可以画一幅很美丽的画在我们家而且不是只有一幅很多幅画。
So, before his illness was very severe and a stroke, he couldn't walk, he couldn't talk, he couldn't move. His eyes could only see shadows. He could not see. But now, slowly, God has healed him over time, and so now his eyes could see. In fact, he could even paint paintings. He paints so many paintings now. It's amazing.
我们可以从他的画中从黑白的画到彩色的画看到他的进步跟神的怜悯。
At first, he could only see two colors, white and black. And from his paintings now, you could see the progress in God's healing. At first, he drew white and black paintings. But now you see color, colorful paintings.
后来我们把他的画选了一些画去比赛。
And then we selected some of his paintings and sent it to competitions.
然后得奖的话我们就义卖然后捐这个钱给老人活动中心。
And so if he won any competitions, the awards we would then donate to the senior center.
也让我公公有这个信心在老人活动中心可以过得更快乐的生活。
And so that my father-in-law could have a more joyful timeat the senior center, and have feel that he is worthwhile.
也带领更多的人来信主。
And meaningful life, so he could bring more people to Christ by evangelizing there.
所以当时他在老人中心，他有带领一些印度人、广东人跟白人来教会。
So at that time when he was at the senior center, he brought some Indians, some Caucasians, some Chinese, Cantonese people to church.
因为我公公以前他会讲五个语言。
Because my father-in-law could speak five languages.
所以我说主耶稣真的很够他用。
And so I said to my father-in-law, really, the Lord Jesus is sufficient for your needs.
所以当年长的人不要灰心。
And so if you are elderly, do not feel discouraged.
我们有很多主工等待着我们去做。
There are many works that God wants.Is waiting for us to do.
我们的工只要相信神神都会成就。
Whatever work we would like to do, as long as we trust in God, God will make our works fruitful in His sight.
我公公就是因为带了这些慕道者后来那个印度弟兄跟一个广东弟兄接受洗礼。
Because of the preaching work that my father-in-law did, eventually one Indian,And one Cantonese came to be baptized in our church.
他才知道说一个无用的人竟然是这么有用。
And it was then that my father-in-law realized that even though he was so useless, he became so useful under the hands of God.
因为人的一生中都有很多主耶稣的美丽的脚踪。
Because many people, if you're under Jesus, you can actually leave many beautiful footsteps.
我们如果不数算他的恩典，我们怎么样能够回忆起神在我们身上所留下的美丽的脚踪？
If we don't count his blessings, then how can we realize all the beautiful footsteps that God has left imprinted in our lives.
这些都是神的恩典，我们都是要荣耀他。
All these are blessings of God that we use to glorify His name.
只要我们有一口气在，
As long as we are still alive and we are breathing,
我们都可以为主传更多的福音，救更多的灵魂。
We can continue to preach for Him to save more souls.
所以不要认为我们是一个无用的人。
So do not think that I'm useless.
凡事都有神的美意。
Because everything has a beautiful will of God.
因为我们都是神最宝贵的器皿。
We are all precious vessels in the hands of God.
只要有我们愿做的心。
As long as we have a willing heart,
神都会成就。
God will bring about fruits of our labors.
愿一切的荣耀颂赞都归给他的名下。
May all glory be unto our Father in heaven.
Hallelujah, Amen.
Hallelujah, Amen.
我们感谢、这个陈姊妹给我们做的见证，我们给她鼓励一下。
We thank God.、
我们在信仰上最重要的就是要见证、来然后使我们信仰有传承下去。
And our journey of faith is very important to share our testimonies of God so that we can pass on this faith to the next generation.
所以我们来看一个圣经经节，来看诗篇七十八篇。
Let's look at Psalm 78.
七十八篇从第一节来看，这里说：“我的民啊，你要留心听我的训诲，侧耳听我口中的话。”这里啊，做事的人在勉励。
Psalm 78 verse 1 says, "All my people, to my law, incline your ears to the words of my mouth."
我们常常啊。要七十八篇第一节，然后现在看第二节。
Chapter Psalm 78 verse 1 and 2.
这里说我要开口说比喻，我要说出古时的谜语。第三节
I will open my mouth in a parable. I will utter dark sayings of old.
是我们所听见所知道的，也是我们祖宗告诉我们的。
Which we have heard and known, and our fathers have told us.
就是将我们的经历啊，我们要告诉我们的下一代。
We must.Tell of our experiences in God to our next generation.
将我们所经历过神的恩典啊，这些事情啊，要告诉其他的人知道。
And also all our blessings to share with others so they may know of the blessings of God.
第四节，我不将这些事向他们的祖孙隐瞒，要将神的美德和他的能力，并他奇妙的作为述说给后代听。
We will not hide them from our children, telling to the generation to come the praises of the Lord and His strength and His wonderful works that He has done.
信仰就是将神的美德、他的能力、还有奇妙作为要述说给人听。
When we preach and testify, we're talking about God's strength, His wonderful works, and all the beautiful things that God has done in our lives to others.
这是我们传福音所要做的工作。
This is what we do when we preach to others.
第五节。
In verse 5,
因为他在雅各中立法度，在以色列中设立法，是他吩咐我们祖宗要传给子孙的。
For he established a testimony in Jacob and appointed a law in Israel, which he commanded our fathers that they should make them known to their children.
就是有信仰的传承。
So in a life of faith, there is a passing of on of faith.
第六节。
Verse 6,
使将要生的后代祖孙可以晓得。他们也要起来告诉他们的祖孙。
That the generations to come may know them, and the children who will be born, that they may arise and declare them to their children.
信仰传承的目的啊，我们来看第七节。
The purpose of passing on this faith is written in verse 7.
就是说，好叫他们信仰神啊，不忘记神的作为。
That they may set their hope in God and not forget the works of God, but keep His commandments.
这是仰望神呐、啊。So、这信仰就是叫我们要仰望神。
They know how to put their hopes and trust in God as well.
因为我们知道神的恩典是够我们用的。
Because we know that the blessing of God is sufficient for our needs.
只要你相信他，依靠他。
As long as you believe and trust in Him.
这里还要说，唯要守他的命令。
That those who keep His commands.
今天我们从这个陈姐妹给我们见证当中啊。 我来讲几点呢、啊、互相勉励一下。
So I'd like to、share my observations on this testimony.
他还有他家会来到教会是被教友我们弟兄姊妹的爱吸引。
The reason that she and her family can come to this church today is because they were attracted by the love of the brothers and sisters in the church.
哦，所以因为大家有爱哈，圣经讲说除了爱以外哈，没有什么可以吸引人家。
And so the Bible says that other than love, there is nothing that can attract others.
你的知识聪明啊，只有让你骄傲了。
If you think you're smart and knowledgeable, that can only puff you up.
啊，只有爱可以吸引人。
But only love.Can attract others.
因为弟兄姊妹 有不同的爱心表现出来。
When brothers and sisters display their love unto others,
他们喜欢到教会来。
Others would like to come to church.
所以今天我们教会有一个关怀别人还有问候、啊、这个很重要。
So it's very important to talk to others, to ask how you're doing, and to share.
尤其我们都关心那些需要我们去关心的人。
We should concern.And care for those that need our care.
他比较安静，没有人招呼，我们要特别要去关心他，要招呼他。
Anyone that has been neglected, we should take the time to notice them, to pay attention to them.
就是我们出于爱哈。
Because we do it out of the love of Christ.
啊，这个我们要多关怀别人。
So we must tell ourselves that we need to care more for others.
另外一个来到教会的原因就是说，来教会。啊、他祷告以后得圣灵都很喜乐。
Another reason this family stayed in the Lord is because when they prayed, they received the Holy Spirit and they were very joyful.
啊，每次来到盼望到教会来就说，哦，我祷告，我得到圣灵啊，圣灵帮助我，我很喜乐。
We would like people to come to church to receive Holy Spirit to experience the help from God themselves.
啊，所以我们要祷告，祷告得圣灵，灵会喜乐。
And so we must pray to receive the Holy Spirit ourselves.
你就会很感觉喜欢到教会来。
Then you'll become very joyful and you'll enjoy coming to church.
在诗篇116篇，我们来看再看一下一篇116篇。
In Psalms chapter 116.
诗篇116篇12节跟13节。
Verse 12 and 13.
这里说，我拿什么报答神向我所赐的一切厚恩？第十三节
，Verse 13，
还要举起救恩的杯，称扬神的名。
What should I render to the Lord for all His benefits toward me？
今天我们怎样来报答神给我们的恩典呢
？So today, how can we pay back all the blessings that God has given to us？、
啊、就是要举起救恩的杯。
Verse 13 says, I will take up the、
啊、
cup of salvation。
神给我的真理这么样宝贵。
Since God has given us the true gospel of peace and this,
那我只好来宣扬神的名啊，来报答神了、啊。
To give us the precious salvation, so we can only uphold and glorify His name to preach to others of this gospel.、
啊、再来看诗篇五十篇。
Let's turn to Psalm chapter 50.
请看诗篇五十篇。
Psalm chapter 50.
五十篇的第十五节。
Verse 15.
并要在患难之日求靠我、啊、求靠主神、啊、这个我就是指的神。
So call upon me in a day of trouble. Me refers to God.
我们在世上有很多的艰苦跟患难。
In this life we will encounter many troubles and tribulations.
就像主耶稣在约翰福音16章33节所说的，世上有很多的苦难。
Just as Lord Jesus said in John chapter 16 verse 33 that in this world you'll haveMany troubles.
但是你们可以放心，因为主耶稣已经胜过世界了。
But in me you will have peace because I have overcome the world.
所以这里告诉我们，在患难之日，我们要求告神。
And so in this verse, Psalm 50, verse 15 says, "Call upon me in a day of trouble."
神这里说，我必搭救你，你也必要荣耀我。
I will deliver you, and you shall glorify me.
所以你得到神恩典以后啊，你要做见证啊，来荣耀神。
And so when we receive the benefits of God, we need to proclaim His testimonies and grace.
啊，感谢神哦，今天啊，神姊妹从神那边领受很多的恩典，很多宝贵的道理。
Thank God that we have seen Sister Chen has received many wonderful teachings and lessons and experiences of blessings.
她今天、啊、在教会在我们大众的面前、啊、来荣耀神的名、啊、
And now she's able to proclaim and glorify the name of God in front of us.
我们感谢她的见证。
We thank God for this wonderful testimony.
好，我们时间只有剩下20分钟，现在请大家有什么问题发问一下。 不是要 请教这个陈姐妹的事情都可以来问。
We have remaining 20 minutes for discussion. If anyone has any questions for Sister Chen or sharings, please go ahead and speak.
从她的见证我们还有一点就是说、哦、遵守神的命令、是有福的。
From her testimony, we learned that keeping the command of God is...
因为她孝顺、这个有生病的公婆啊我相信啊，神会祝福他们。
It's a blessing because she's very filial and honored her father and mother-in-law. I'm sure God will bless her tremendously.
圣经啊，在以弗所书第六章一节二节这样说：你要孝敬父母。
So the Bible says in Ephesians chapter 6 verse 1 and 2 it says you must honor your parents.
使你得福啊，然后在世长寿。
So that you can receive the blessing of God and live a long life on earth. 这是第一条带有应许的诫命。And it says this is the first commandment with a promise. 既然诫命
啊，就是大家都应当要遵守。
Since this is a commandment, that means everyone must keep the commands.
但是遵守，我们当遵守当中还会得到神的特别祝福。
But while we're keeping the commandments, God will give us special blessings and grace.
神还应许给你哦，就是要你要得福气，在世会长寿。
And so God will also bless us with long life if we keep His commandments to honor our parents.
愿神他的慈爱怜悯常常与我们同在。
And so may the Lord's mercy and grace be with us continually.
好了，我讲到这里。好，现在大家看有没有什么感想，有没有特别要问的问题，有没有？
Anyone would like to share or have any questions, please feel free to
do so. 不然我都在讲啊，时间给他拖到时间到好了。你看神所配合的是不是最好的？就是神所配合就是最好的。
So whatever God has
陈姊妹所讲的就是
put together is the best for marriage.
有一个爱她的先生。
A husband that loves her.
然后他也顺服在神的爱中然后他们都保守在神的爱里面。
And she submitted to the will of God under the Lord.
无论遭遇到什么事情都化险为夷了。
Whatever difficult circumstances they encounter, they just trust in God to resolve their difficulties.
这是多美好的事情。
This is a wonderful, beautiful testimony.